This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?
Good evening, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for joining us. Be sure to press subscribe wherever you download podcasts just to not miss any breaking updates on the story or conversations. According to a lawyer who represents one of the victims' families, the University of Idaho murder suspect Brian Koberger was not known to the victims or the family. This according to Shannon Gray, who represents the families of Gonzalez, stated that no one knew anything about Koberger before the murders. Any information any of the families gather regarding connections to any of the victims will be turned over to the Moscow Police Department, he told Fox News Digital. Police documents do allege that Koberger, who was a student at the neighboring Washington State University, just 7 miles away, allegedly cased the victim's home at least 12 times prior to the murders. Then just hours after the attack, police say they tracked Koberger's phone back to the crime scene. So the interesting development on this tonight is the attorney for the Gonzalez family saying that no one knew Koberger at the time of the attacks. Another thing I wanted to note this afternoon that has come across to my attention, the Whitman County, they had sealed, of course, the search warrant for the University of Idaho student murder suspect Brian Koberger's residence at the apartments in Steptoe Village in Pullman. And according to those documents, this is the verbiage that was used: premature public disclosure of the details of this law enforcement investigation will create a serious and imminent threat to effective law enforcement and could result in the premature end of this investigation, which would create a threat to public safety. The verbiage is what I wonder about. Is this boilerplate verbiage that's used on things like this in Idaho? But to say could result in the premature end of this investigation, which could create a threat to public safety. One could argue or wonder, would that mean that possibly information comes out that would free Koberger? Or is there something else that we are not aware of as of this moment? Releasing the details of the Whitman County search warrant would also risk the personal privacy of witnesses, victims, and the victims' families. Understandable. The court documents will be kept sealed for a limited time. Whitman County estimates that the murder investigation will likely come to a close within 2 months. The documents will be sealed until March 1st of 2023. That's the latest that we have for you with this special report. Keep it here. Be sure to press subscribe to not miss any breaking updates and discussions as we have them for you on the University of Idaho Murders podcast for Killed for What. My name is Tony Bruschi. You can follow me on Twitter at Tony B. Pod for off-air comments and conversation on the case. Until next time, thanks for joining us.
This is a special report on the University of Idaho Murders podcast, Four Killed for What?